FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's for all back on Coast to Coast. Isn't it bad enough that I had to watch the Knicks blow a win and a chance to advance in the Eastern Conference first round against the Sixers the other day? It's bad enough, right, that they blew that game. They could have won that game five times in the last 30 seconds, but they lost in overtime, and now tonight you get game six in Philadelphia, my worst nightmare. But how about this NBA last two-minute report that comes out from Game 5 in, you know, the overtime game? A lot of people calling it a classic, the series, that is, as Maxey's heroics should have never happened. The league said the game's ref crew missed a Maxey travel on his three-pointer with 25 seconds to go. He was fouled by Mitchell Robinson. He made the free throw. That started Philly's huge comeback from down six with 28 seconds left to eventually winning in overtime by six, 112-106, and kept their season going. There were three other calls that were wrong. There should have been 0.4 seconds left in regulation. Knicks ball after Batum blocked Brunson's potential game-tying shot out of bounds. The clock instead ran out. It sent the game to overtime. Brunson should have been called for an offensive foul in overtime on the play that ultimately became the flagrant on Embiid for hitting Brunson in the head. And then Josh Hart was not actually out of bounds with 41.5 seconds to go. He wasn't out of bounds. So the Philly miracle in Game 5 was because of the refs. It's unbelievable. Multiple officiating errors in New York's favor in Game 2. In that last two-minute report, they've both come back from at least five-point deficits inside the final 30 seconds of regulation to win a game in the series. The Knicks did it, and now the Sixers have done it, and the refs have screwed it all up. That's only happened three times in the last 25 years before these playoffs, and has happened twice in the same building in the last 10 days. So tonight at the Wells Fargo Center, if Philadelphia wins, it'll be Game 7 Saturday night in New York at the world's most famous. And you know it's going to happen. You can smell it cooking, can't you? That Philly's going to win tonight, and then we're going to have a primetime Game 7 on Saturday in the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, direct traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, stupid. So that game, if necessary, the Game 7 would be at the Garden on TNT at 7 o'clock. So they haven't announced the times of a potential Game 7 between the Pacers and Bucks, or the time of the Minnesota-Denver Game 1 of the Ball Arena in Denver. Those are on Saturday as well, but all eyes would be on the Sixers-Knicks if it goes 7. And it comes down to that kind of a war. Philly's had nothing but trouble in the best of seven, losing twice in New York to open the series. And then they lost game four in their building in Philly. But they've bounced back. First they took game three, 125-114. And then, unbelievably, they went in overtime in game five in New York. And the Knicks blew it. The second-seeded Knicks were 15 seconds away from advancing to the Eastern semis when Hart stepped up to the foul line with New York up 96-94. He made just one of the two free throws, failing to make it a two-possession game. And then the Knicks, instead of fouling to prevent a game-tying shot, they watched Maxey bury from the logo. It led, and the Sixers seemed to blame his players for not fouling. He said, quote, "What you have to do is they're out of timeouts, so they're going to go quick, but you also have to read what's happening. Is Hart making both? That puts you up four. Is he making one? That puts you in a different situation. If he misses both, that puts you in a different situation." So you're communicating that to your players, but you got to make sure that that's being communicated to people waiting for the rebound on the free throw line, both of them. That's where our communication has to be better. Everyone's got to be aware and alert to what's going on. So Josh Hart said the miscommunication was an error on the guys on the court. We got to make sure we know what the situation is. And McBride, screened near the center circle as he attempted to defend Maxey, said, "When he's coming at you full speed, he hit a close to half-court shot. It's not like anything you can do about it. You don't want to take a chance where you might go into a shooting motion. Probably should have been up on him a little bit more, but you just learn from it." Well, they learned all right from their previous loss. And then they got the Game 4 win at Philly on Sunday when Brunson had 47 and he outscored the Sixers, Embiid, and Maxey. Embiid had 27 and Maxey had 23. Maxey said he's learned from the failure in the series. He shot 2 of 8 overall, over 2 from 3-point range in the fourth quarter of Game 4 that they lost. And a game the Sixers thought they let slip away. They scored just 16 points in the final 12 minutes of that game. Maxey said, "I wasn't in rhythm. I didn't play well. I wasn't aggressive. I refused to let that happen in Game 5, and I came out aggressive as soon as the fourth quarter started." It's unbelievable to me, watching this guy play, how, I don't know, it seems to me like nobody can guard him. There's not one person, frankly, on the Knicks that can guard him. I don't know. I think the most ruthless defender is Hart. And then I would put McBride right after him in terms of his quickness. This guy, Maxey's so fast. I think McBride's still not that quick. I think he's the quickest option. And then Hart's the most physical guy, the dog that'll take on anybody and take the hits and the charges and the banging and get up in him. But I think McBride's probably a little faster. So Game 6 tonight in Philly, Sixers laying 3, 200 is the total. It's on TNT. It's a 9 o'clock tip. That's because they're having Milwaukee and Indy at 6:30 on TNT. The Pacers are laying 8, 214 is the number. Those are the only two games tonight. They're both on TNT. And the Bucks, they're not backing down. They won and survived the last game, even without Giannis and Dame time. Now they got more problems. They got to play the Pacers in the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. They were both, Giannis and Lillard, still doubtful yesterday afternoon. I thought Bobby Portis stepped up big time after he had been ejected in Game 4. He had 29 and 10 boards in their 115-92 win over the Pacers in Game 5 Tuesday in Brewtown at the Fiserv. They still trail 3-2 in the best-of-seven series. And, of course, the Pacers were the sixth seed. Middleton, who had 29 and 12 boards and 5 dimes, said, "We have to find a way to win, whatever it takes. We're still confident. Our backs were up against the wall Tuesday. We had a great home crowd that got us going, so we're going to have to find a way." That's the only way to put it. Find a way to get this next one and force Game 7 back in Milwaukee. Doc Rivers said both Giannis and Dame time were very, very close to returning to game action. If they had them tonight, I mean, they'd be in business. Giannis has been out with the strained left calf, and Dame Time has missed the last couple of games with an Achilles strain. Miles Turner of the Pacers knows they blew their chance the other night. He said, sure, yeah, I think we're embracing the challenge that's coming with us. The Pacers' 10-point lead in the first quarter evaporated in the second on Tuesday. They were outscored 30-17 in the quarter after making 7 of 20 shots from the floor, including just 2 of 8 from three-point range. Halliburton said, they out-competed us in Game 5. They played harder. They played better.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open, and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.